At 11:52 this morning, members of the town of Walk Hill Police Department responded to a call of a found toddler at 86 Maples Road in the town of Walk Hill. The resident at that location had reported that he heard some crying from behind his house. He went outside to investigate, and in the woods, he discovered a toddler. Officers arrived on the scene. The toddler was removed to the town of Walk Hill Station, where she was examined by members of Emergency Medical Service and determined to be in relatively good condition, not suffering from any sort of obvious injuries at this point. During the subsequent investigation, we interviewed members of the MTA who were out here doing work, and they reported that a short time earlier, they had observed a woman in her late 20s walking along the railroad tracks in the wood line, and her company was a young female toddler. We believe that this woman is the person we're looking for at this point and is the mother of this toddler. She's identified as a 29-year-old town of Walk Hill resident. Her name is Amanda Light, L-I-G-H-T. She was last seen or believed to be driving a 2001 Subaru Legacy, New York registration HYC-7785, and that's a blue car. We were successful in identifying and locating members of Amanda's family, and they are assisting with the investigation at this point. Based on the fact that Amanda's child was discovered out here alone, wandering in the vicinity of the railroad, we're concerned about Amanda's well-being this time. And as I mentioned earlier, we have a great amount of resources on the scene from various entities who are lending tremendous tactical and logistical assistance as we continue to search the area. We've made photos of Amanda available through social media. There will be a subsequent press release coming out within an hour, and we'll update those photos along with the press release. And obviously, we're seeking the public's assistance in locating Amanda. We don't have any reason at this point to suspect she was the victim of foul play, as in a crime. But at this point, as I said earlier, the investigation is still in its very preliminary stages, and we're really seeking the public's help in locating this young woman to determine what her status is and why, in fact, she potentially separated from her young child. So I'll open up to questions at this point.
How did you know, how did you determine it was, how did you identify the mother?
During the subsequent investigation, we were able to use our resources and determine who the mother was.
Can you explain?
I'm not going to go into the details of the investigation this time.
Was the child shaken up? Did she seem okay? What was her situation?
Yeah, she seemed shaken up. My deputy chief informed me early on in the case that she was maybe a little sunburned. She was out wandering in an open area for a little while. It's a bright, sunny day. But thankfully, that was the extent of her ailments affecting her.
How old is she?
3 years old. Yes.
And is the weather, are you guys obviously concerned that the weather could be something that hurt the mother at all? Is she hurt somewhere?
We obviously, you know, when you're looking at a case involving a found toddler and the mom's not in the vicinity, we're concerned about the mom's well-being, whether it be physically, emotionally. We're just generally concerned, and that's why we're putting forth such a great effort to try and locate her.
Is she suicidal, perhaps? Or do you know?
I'm not going to comment on the status of the investigation at this point. The family's been a great assistance to us. Suffice to say, the fact that the mother is separated from the child, we're gravely concerned about the well-being of the mom at this point.
What about the father? Is there a father?
The father of the child... I'd have to get back to you on that. I'm not sure what the status is with him at this point.
Where do you find the pictures now? You send them.
We have them on Facebook right now. We have one photo. Detectives are putting together other photos, and we'll get those out shortly. They'll be part of the press release.
Do the mother and child live nearby? You said they're Walk Hill residents.
They live in the town of Walk Hill, yes.
But they live nearby this scene here?
They live reasonably close, within a couple of miles of here. Mom this morning, according to family members, was supposed to attend a meeting or an interview in the town of Warwick. We're not certain how she wound up in the town of Walk Hill. There's no indication that this was one of her destinations or her destination today. But obviously, that's where we are now. This is where the investigation is centered.
Okay.